Well, after taking a brief respite last week, featuring some highlights of Sober Stock at Manchester Center, welcome once again to the broadcast, spotlighting Feed My Sheep Ministries in the city of Fresno. I am back at table with the founder, the director, and the man who should have eight arms, Bruce Hood. How are you doing, Bruce?
Well, Ken, I used to hear people say fair to middling. I didn't understand what that meant. I heard it so many times. And one man explained to me that it had something to do with the crop and the harvest of the crop.
Oh, really?
Could you explain that to us?
I had never heard the crop expo. I'm a city boy, Bruce. I'm a city boy. All I knew was fair to middling, meaning, you know, kind of okay to maybe pretty good.
We'll leave it at that.
We probably have some farmers in the audience that could explain it better than we. You're basically a city boy too.
Yes, I am. And so they'll call us and they'll let us know. They'll correct us.
We're city slickers. Clue us in as to what fair to middling really means. Well, the last time we caught up, I saw you out at Manchester Center for the big event Sober Stock. That was the show against, well, addiction in general, but specifically methamphetamine. How was it? Were you pleased with the turnout?
Oh, yes. Greatly pleased. You know, we prayed and we asked God to bless it and to bring the people out, and he sure did. There was probably, I would say, throughout the day, maybe 2,500 to 3,000 people that was there on that parking lot. We had a great number of cars that showed up, motorcycles, everything just went fantastic. People were rejoicing, and those people that came out for help, there was just a lot of booths with a lot of helps there for those people. And so it was what we would call a success.
Yeah, there was walking the crowd out there. I was out there for a couple of hours recording the audio, and there was quite a diverse a bunch of groups out there offering help from every possible angle.
Yes. And that's what we wanted. That was our plan. You know, not just to go out and have a Fresno Fair type of experience, but to actually be there to provide help for the community. Yeah.
There, of course, always is somewhat of an entertainment factor. There has to be to draw people, hence the car show, the bounce house, the carnival, the music, that type of thing, because that's what draws a crowd.
Sure. You got to have some kind of net. Yeah, you know, the world calls it a gimmick, but to us it's just a net with a great plan set in place.
You just have a little bit of leverage. I mean, if you get somebody's attention, well, then you can tell them the good news.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it was all about. We had the people there in one place. And, you know, when you get them there in one place, you can share some things with their heart. Kind of like Jesus. He would do things like that. You know, when he fed the people, he had a great opportunity to share some things with those people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. And Jesus was a wonderful example in that he met the physical needs, and he also addressed the spiritual needs.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And we got to be doing both. You can't just meet the physical needs. That's a good thing. But somebody goes to hell in the process, that's not going to really profit anybody. And if you address only the spiritual needs and you have a single mother with three children and say, well, I'll pray that you find food somewhere, when you've got the ability to give food to her, then that's also not good.
Yeah. You. So true, Ken. So true.
So true. So, well, let's see. I know we're going to talk about the next event on the calendar coming up November 10th in Tranquility. But before we get to that, how about you want to introduce the guest you brought along today?
Yeah, this is our brother and our friend. And he's actually a son of God. Amen. And I can say that with freedom and with clarity. You know, the Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power or the right to become sons of God. And so Wes, you know, he's got a connection with Jesus. And I can tell that by the way he talks when I'm around him. But he's one of the men in our program, very good at helping hold up the arms of the pastor and doing a lot of things to help me so the ministry work can go on. But I think we'll let him talk, and he can probably tell us more about Wes than I can.
There you go. I'm sorry, Wes, we're out of time for this week. No, I just... I use that line all the time.
Ken is always full of jokes.
I've used that line so many times. Well, hi, Wes. Wes and I were visiting before I turned on the recording machine and finding out we've got a lot of parallels. We both hail originally from Southern California, and it seems like our parents both wound up in the same part of the state, et cetera, et cetera. But hi, Wes.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing pretty good. And how long have you been in the program at Feed My Sheep?
I've been here since August 7th.
Okay. And what road or roads led you to the ministry?
Well, many roads led me here. Basically, by nature, I guess you could say I'm a runner. Whenever I'd have a problem, I'd run away from love and the people who loved and cared about me, and I'd run to drugs looking for an answer, particularly crystal meth. And I found no answers. I found no answers and no love there. So on my birthday this year, I decided I was going to give myself the greatest gift I could, and that would be of sobriety and change.
Wow.
So I wound up here.
Wow. That's a great decision and a wonderful and a God-inspired one.
Yes, sir. Even in my addiction, while I was using, I would still find myself digging in the Bible, mm-hmm. you know, reading, looking for answers that I was blinded by drugs so I couldn't find them.
Yes. That is such a familiar story, and I'm sure the reason Jesus told the story of the prodigal son, you know, here's a guy out just squandering his life, and yet, God had his hook in him, and he came to his senses, and we've all heard these stories time and time again. Yeah, you may be living in sin, but when God has your number, you ain't going to rest easy in that sin.
Nope, and all I can say is, like the prodigal son, I'm home now.
Yay, and everybody rejoices at
that. Not only that, I'm free.
Where are you from originally, Wes?
Originally, I'm from Azusa, California. It's a little city down in about 13 miles east of Los Angeles, right up against the San Gabriel Mountains.
Okay, in the San Gabriel Valley.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking. That's the home of Azusa Pacific, one of the premier Christian colleges.
Yep. I used to run around their campus on my bicycle, my skateboard.
Okay.
It was a playground for us.
So how did a boy from Azusa wind up in Fresno, of all places?
Well, when I was 18, I had a girlfriend who was a missionary Baptist preacher's daughter. And we got married, and we had a daughter, who, by the way, my daughter Brianna just sang at the Fresno Fair in a competition. She made it to the finals. Her name's Brianna Anderson. And we got married, and her father got a music director's job up at the Missionary Baptist Church here in Fresno, out on Shepherd and Nice, I believe. And so we came up there with them.
If you married the Missionary Baptist pastor's daughter, I'm assuming you were a Christian at the time.
Yes, I was.
So no wonder God's hook was in you then. Once you truly belong to Him, doesn't matter what you do, God's after you.
You're right, you know, and that just occurred to me. You're right, because I've noticed every time I went back out, you know, to addiction, it got harder and harder. As soon as I started, the last time I was out, as soon as I got back out, things just started going bad right away. And he just, every time you go out, he makes it harder and harder and harder.
And that's a wonderful thing, because that's how you know you're really a believer. I mean, again, being a believer doesn't mean you don't sin. No, we still sin. We're not sinless, we just sin less. But when we do sin, it's like Holy Spirit is there going, this ain't the path for you, son.
That's right. And tapping on your shoulder, tap, 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 constantly.
All the hounds of heaven.
Mm-hmm. And they were hounding me, and I'm glad they were. I've always been a person, again, even in my addiction, to want to help others. I feel that's my calling, is to help others. That's where I get the most gratitude or the most reward out of life. Money is good, but to know that you've helped somebody else along the way,
yeah,
that's like the commercial says, priceless.
priceless. There you go. There you go. You mentioned your daughter, so obviously you've stayed in contact with her. Do you still have contact with your ex-wife?
Yes, I do. I saw her at the fair also. You know, that's another thing that I'd like to touch on. I have two younger daughters also in my life that, because of my addiction and my running, they distance themselves from me. And since I've been in this program and in church, you know, God has put them back in my life, strengthened that relationship, built it back up. I like to refer to it as throwing me bones, you know, when I start feel like I'm working hard or I'm not getting enough or I'm just down. It seems like God has always been there to throw me a little bone.
Wow.
And I'm thankful for that.
Gotta love the stories of restoration of families that have been alienated and estranged from each other, and with God at work, they start to draw closer.
Amen. And you know, I can firmly say and believe that, you know, God can and will do anything. He has the ability. That's another thing I've learned in this program through Pastor Troy, Pastor Bruce. All I have to do is be willing. God is able. I played the drums at church. I played the guitar at church. Those are some things. I like to think I'm an okay guitar player, but not in front of people. I've done okay. I've just been willing, and God has been able.
And that, using something else we've heard from a lot of times, is not about our ability, it's about our availability.
Availability, yes, sir.
You had an interesting perspective. Again, before we started recording, we were talking about the event at Manchester, Soberstock, and you had an observation of the kind of people you observed out there. Can you embellish on that?
Yeah, I did see lots of people that were ex-addicts or recovering addicts.
Like, how did you know they were addicts or ex-addicts?
A few people I knew, and it's just like pretty much one Christian or another. You can tell a child of God, but you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. So, I mean, we all have a look about us. I recognize them. Some people I talked to, and they said that they were ex-addicts. But one thing I observed and experienced for myself is that in my addiction, I thought that was the only way that I could have fun, was being high or using. And at the end, it seems like it just trapped me. I couldn't even have fun, but I had to get high.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see others and myself, you know, through the music, through the fellowship, having such a great time. It really was. Soberstock was an amazing event. I worked my tail off cooking and barbecuing, but we were right in front of the stage, and I had music, live music all the time, and it was an amazingly good time.
Wow. I know what you mean about the, you think you're having a good time, because back in the day, alcohol was my favorite drug of choice. It's like, yeah, we're having a great time. And then fast forward years later, when you're hanging out with a bunch of crazy, spirit-filled Christians, and you're just having the time of your life, you know, and you probably encounter this, Wes, you'll be out at a restaurant or a coffee place or something, and you're all just laughing and having the time of your life, and people ask you and say, what are you guys on?
Yep, I'm starting to look around the room. And I'm starting to notice that, too, right now. But, yes.
People think you must be under some kind of substance abuse or something. It's like, no, this is just God showing up.
Amen. Amen. It's just the Lord shining through. You know, that's what I want. I don't want people to look at me anymore. I have plenty of defects of characters.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah, me too. I'm part of that club. But, you know, God shines through me, and that's what I want people to see.
I like the phrase that it's a good thing that luggage nowadays has wheels on it, so we can carry our baggage with us.
Amen. Amen. Makes a lot easier.
If folks could, not if they could, how can they pray for Wes?
Well, my mother has... She has some things that she needs. Her PG&E's been off for far too long now. She hasn't been able to take care of her mortgage for a while. But my mom is a strong Christian.
Just if I can just embellish on that just a little bit, Wes, because you kind of told me the story. Your mother's 73. The reason her power has been off since May of this year, she went through the summer with no power because she tried to help some folks, and basically they scammed her and washed the checks that she wrote to the electric company, and she suffered as a result.
Yeah, then she got involved with a gentleman online that just swindled her. You know, my mom's very giving, but I would ask everybody to pray for her and for God to provide that money, because I know through God all things are possible.
So, yeah, mom's dealing with no electricity. Mom's dealing with having to pay the mortgage. She's 73 years old. What's your mom's first name?
My mom's first name is Nell May.
Nell May.
Yes.
Interesting. I've never heard that combination before.
She seems to like it, and I believe it was her great-grandmother's name, okay. Nell May.
So pray for Nell May. Yeah, she's probably trusted some folks she shouldn't have trusted, but hey, who amongst us hasn't done that before? It's like you got a good heart, and sometimes people just take advantage of it. So Nell May, pray for her. And how about her son?
Oh, I just ask that people would pray for my sons, my wife, and my marriage. I'm in the process of healing myself. I'm also trying to heal my marriage, because I, in my addiction, I have not been a good husband, nor have I been a good father. So pray for me to become a better husband and a better father, and pray that my wife can forgive me and try to work with me.
Good deal. That's a good prayer. Good prayer. Well, Wes, thank you for sharing some of your story with us, and glad you're where you are, and thank you for helping to hold Bruce Hood's arms up.
Anytime.
Good deal.
Thank you,
Wes. Bruce Hood, you're not sitting over here taking a nap. You've been making notes and making notes and making notes the whole time we've been talking.
Yes, yeah. I'm always behind a pulpit somewhere preaching, and so I use my time whenever I can to prepare and whatever I gotta say.
Yeah, I'm looking at your notes right now, and you've got a scripture from Luke, and you're writing out some notes. So you're probably planning ahead for Sunday.
Well, no. This is for Saturday.
Oh yeah, for Saturday. Okay. Well, that takes us into. Shall we talk about the event first?
Well, yeah, we can talk about the event, and then we'll get back to this.
So. Okay. Yeah, the next event on the calendar for Feed My Sheep Ministries is coming up out in the community of Tranquility, out on the west side of the valley.
We don't want to miss Clovis.
Can't forget about Clovis. Okay. Well, I don't have the paperwork. Unless I have a cheat sheet, I just forget everything.
Well, I didn't bring a flyer, but...
Okay. Again, if you're hearing this on Saturday morning, it's taking place today. Let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, October 13th, Saturday. And you're going to be in Clovis. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we always get around and visit different churches, and you know, I love networking with different churches in different areas of town and other cities and all that. And so, you know, we've had an opportunity to go out with Pastor Cameron there at Clovis Christian.
Cameron Unruh, we've had him on the program before.
Yes, we have, yes. Very good man, loves God, and he's doing a great work raising up a people to know and to love God there at Clovis Christian Church. And we'll be there. Like you say, if you listen Saturday, today we're there.
Saturday morning,
we'll be there from, I think, from 10 to around 3 o'clock.
Okay, and you're having an outreach there, and they're doing a car show. Feed My Sheep, you are providing what? All the carnival activities?
Yeah, we'll be setting up carnival activities, and we'll be doing the free bicycle repair. So that's always a big hit in the community.
There you go.
Yeah, you get a lot of people show up just to get their bicycle repaired.
Okay. If you're anywhere in the Clovis area then, and you're hearing this Saturday morning, and you got a bicycle that needs some kind of repair, bring it out to the Clovis Christian Church. The address there is 1701 Locan. I can tell you precisely where it is because I've passed it a million times. It's on Locan, just about one block north of Shaw Avenue. You can't miss it on the east side of the street.
And maybe some of you that's out there listening, you've always listened to Ken Adams' voice on the radio. Well, if you come to Locan, 1701 Locan, Saturday, you'll get to meet Ken Adams in person.
Well, at least if you come out in the morning, and you'll probably be disappointed. It's like, gosh, he sounds so handsome on the radio.
He's really a celebrity, so come out.
As I say, my name and $5 will buy me a cup of coffee anywhere in town.
Yeah, so, you know, we're expecting to have a great day Saturday. We always do. You know, the people there at Clovis Christian Church, they're very, very lovable people. You know, and you just, people like that, you just want to be around them, you know, because you just feel that presence of God's love all around them.
So Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno migrating over to Clovis. Again, the hours will be, what, 10 to 3?
I think so. Something in that range, right?
10 to 3 at the Clovis Christian Church located on Locan, just about a block north of Shaw Avenue. You can't miss it. Quickly want to mention the event coming up in Tranquility in a few weeks. This is in cooperation with the First Baptist Church of Tranquility, a community car show out there, free food and drinks, free admission, et cetera, et cetera. And there's always a thrust to every event. What's the thrust in Tranquility?
Well, you know, we have the First Baptist Church in Tranquility. And, you know, Brother Dwayne Labar used to work with us at the rescue mission.
Yeah.
He passes that church, and then our good friends, Butch and Debbie Rasconi is out there,
okay.
And they're real good fans of Feed My Sheep Ministry.
Okay.
So they have there in Tranquility, you know, a little small place, a little small town, but they have a park there where they have an outreach every year. And they have that outreach there to let the community know, hey, there's a people of God here in this town that loves you and we care about you. And, you know, we want to get to know you and you to know us. So they go out every year and they have this outreach, and it turns out really well. This year it looks like it's gonna grow a little bit, because we got quite a few folk in Kerman that's getting involved and coming out to be with us there. So
kind of almost in the same neighborhood there on the west side of the valley. That's coming up Saturday, November 10th. For the car show, it's kind of cool. It's just the registration fee is a donation.
Just a donation, yeah. And, you know, we take real good care of the cars that come. We usually feed them a tri-tip dinner, which is free, and that's because Tranquility is a little ways, you know, drive out. And so, you know, we want to really show the car people that come out that we want to tell them thank you. And so we do those things, and
Mark that one on your calendar, Saturday, November 10th, out in Tranquility at the park out there. I'm sure Tranquility is small enough. There's probably only one park in cooperation with the First Baptist Church. We're running right along here, Bruce, down to about the last 5 minutes. Let's get to the prayer request. But first, you've got some feedback on a request you put out there several times.
Which one are you referring to?
That would be Helen.
Oh, yes, yes. Want to share with some of you listeners that you've been listening to the broadcast and paying attention to those prayer requests. And there was one particular woman named Helen that we've been mentioning prayer for that had cancer and was, you know, the doctor had pretty much said we can't do nothing about it. It's just too late. It's too far spread. Anyway, Helen was a peculiar case because Helen did not, if you remember, those of you listening, Helen did not believe that there was a God that existed. And we asked that people would pray, that God would open a door for me to go into and share the gospel with her and to convince her that there was a real God that does exist. And that one day that we're going to face that God that does exist. Well, make a long story short, Helen, it never happened. And Helen left us last Saturday. The good thing, though, I was called by her family to come to the hospital as she was taking the last few hours of her breath. And I did get to whisper in Helen's ear the gospel, and that Jesus loved her, and that if she would accept him, she would her resting place in her home would be heaven. Well, and I did whisper those words into her ear as she was laying there.
all heard reports of folks that have been in comas, as Helen was at that time, and then when they come out of the coma, they say they heard everything that was going on. So we're going to stand assured that Helen heard every word that Bruce whispered into her ear.
And that's what we're praying for, that she heard it, and hopefully she responded, you know, like the thief on the cross and his on his day of death. And so, yeah, and there has been, I've talked to a lot of people that have told me that they were in comas and they came out, and when they was in a coma, they could hear and people that was around them and understand. So we just praying for that. Also, we want to pray for Helen's family. I'll be performing the funeral Saturday, the same day as we have in our event at Clovis. So I'll be leaving Clovis about 9 o'clock. And once we get set up to come and prepare for the funeral, I'll be preaching the funeral for Helen on Saturday. And I want to ask for all of you listening that you would pray. The funeral's going to be at 11 o'clock on Saturday. That you would pray that God would give me the right words to speak to Helen's family and those other people there about how important it is to accept Jesus Christ as Savior.
Yeah.
Amen. So you pray, and I'll preach, and I'm sure God is going to get the glory out of all of this. There's another Joan Martinez that's in the fourth stage of cancer, and the family is asking that we pray for Joan because she's in the fourth stage, pretty bad area. We had a someone called Nancy Copeland. Nancy is actually been one of our listeners on the radio. She's been listening to a lot of our prayer requests and praying for those people that we've been requesting prayer.
She was mentioning the names of some of the prayer requests, so you know she's been listening.
Yes. She mentioned some specific names. So, and Ken, I'm bad at pronouncing words.
Well, I'm not sure about this one. I had never seen it before. I had to get on my little internet device and look it up. Nancy has Morgellons disease, Morgellons. I've never heard of it. I guess it goes back to the 16th century when they found it. I guess it's like a rather large umbrella that can cover a number of symptoms, including skin problems and cognitive problems. So look it up on the internet, Morgellons, Morgellons, and find out, because a lot of folks have it, but they don't know they have it. Nancy's had it for 21 years, and she's requesting prayer.
Yes, she's requesting prayer, and also Nancy has been experiencing this disease for 21 years, and she's willing to counsel with and talk to anyone else. Maybe if there's someone that has this same disease and you want to talk to someone about it, get more information about it, Nancy left her phone number here, and you can call Nancy at 582-6481. And she's willing to counsel and talk to anyone and pray with you, too, I would bet.
Again, Nancy's number that she said give out, 582-6481, again in the 559 area code. If he didn't catch that, we'll give you Bruce's number at the end, and he will be able to give it to you.
And yes, and then we have Keza McCoy, which has a cancer. And so we want to pray for Keza. And then the last request would be Pastor Walker's mother-in-law out of Oakland, California, who has a terminal, she's terminally ill with cancer.
There you have the prayer request for this week. If you've got a prayer request or want more information on the Ministry of Feed My Sheep, call Bruce Hood in the 559 area code at 978-5469. Wes, bless you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Ken. Thank you.
Bruce Hood, bless you, sir. My battery's about to run out.
Well, thank you too, Ken, and bless you, and want to thank all you listeners out there, all you that support us, either it's financial or through your prayer or whichever way it is helping to keep the wheels of Feed My Sheep Ministries rolling. God bless you and thank you.
And thanks for listening to this week's edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.